If life starts from aperiodic crystals that encode infinite futures within a small number of atoms, then the digital crystallization of the flesh by capital limits futures to the point of exhaustion. The primary conceit of the decrystallization workshop was that if computers and the minerals from which they are made are considered as equally crystalline, it then follows that their decrystallization is only possible through the introduction of vigorous and noisy feedback that disrupts and escalates entropy through the crystalline. Translating this premise was begun on day one of the workshop, as 15 or so participants began to mechanically take apart old computer motherboards in what would become a continuous background sorting operation. CPU chips, connectors, integrated circuits and capacitors were targeted for their gold, silver and palladium content, and various copper, ferrite coils and sheet metal components were salvaged for repurposing. Participants executed several intensive processes to provoke reactions between liquids and solids. Broadly described, electrochemical and chemical experiments were used primarily to recover gold and silver and involved electrolysis, the acid dissolution of metals, the precipitation of selected solids, and the redoxing of leachate solutions.
I mean, the contact is down and stuff onto the copper, so the contact's quite...
So it just had purple darning. And it looked pretty.
If we blow it back... Maybe that's a bit too hot. I don't know.
The workshop was designed to exist as a temporary apparatus in which the changing material relationships forged between its various components, both non-human and human, were to be rehearsed.
Salt and sodium chloride should form, precipitate.
Unlike that of their industrial counterparts, the participants' material labour was not rationalised so that it became settled into one conceptual space over and above another. Rather, their labour was articulated within a multidimensional network of components that did not predetermine some particular outcome with inherently meaningful conceptual boundaries. For example, the differential concepts of gold and gold pin connectors exposed a relationship crisscrossed with the logics of geology, commodity value, and product component, which were diffracted by the many interactions and reconfigurations made by the workshop apparatus.
I think you've got a reaction to the mask, haven't
you? All right.
Yeah.
Water?
Yeah.
Look at all the gold you see here around the top.
Yeah,
and look at that, it's pure gold.
Really?
Okay.
Yeah. Like a ring would be nice.
Pure opal.
Hold it a bit, a little bit. Just
at last. No, that is.
On day two, the participants began repurposing some of the recovered metals for the creation of novel arrays for the final night's salon event. Metals were filed for the construction of coherers, which cohere the filings by radio waves in a way not yet completely understood. High heat from a gas torch was used to both forge and oxidize copper and zinc so that, in a nod to the history of computers, they could be used as crude semiconductor audio oscillators for the salon performances. And finally, colloidal dispersions of the gold and silver were prepared for a communion of public drinking as a further decrystallization of the apparent determinancy of the crystalline.
Thank you.